feedback. I am just filling in. It's been quite a while since I've been behind the microphone like this. Anything's possible. New equipment. I may accidentally put up the Muppet Show or something like that by accident, but bear with me as we get through Canberra Live on 2CC. We're talking Canberra. We saw a lot of flooding in 2022. How could we forget the disaster of all those bushfires we've had over the years? What do you do to prepare? Perhaps where possible, prevent property loss or even death from floods and fire, especially since we just don't know what's around the corner in 2023. Steve Chandler is a building and property expert. Let's hear what he has to say. Steve, g'day.
Good afternoon.
Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well.
Now, you're no stranger to 2CC. You're a welcomed voice. Hopefully you can guide us today. What precautions should we be looking at?
Well, there's quite a lot of things that we should consider. Yeah. Let's start with flooding.
Yeah, Steve, we've only got flooding. 3 minutes. We haven't got the whole year, okay?
My apologies. I'll talk at double speed.
There you go.
Flooding's a really... severe issue because you can get the flash flooding, you get very little warning if there's a 100-year storm or something like that.
Yeah, we've witnessed that, haven't we?
Yeah. So all you can really, we look at it and you go, well, if you're going to live in an area that's flood prone, then you've got to build a house that is above the ground. You've got to build a house that can take the impact of floating vehicles or trees or some sort of debris that might be, coming down a river at 30, 40 kilometres an hour, or even faster. So that's one thing. And if we don't want to do that, we really need to not live there. It's true, though. It's really true. If we want to live in a beautiful, picturesque location that is flood prone, we've got to be aware of that and take the risk of worst case scenario. And we can't complain if insurers won't insure our property.
Well, I'm sure you're on top of the forecasts as well. I mean, this afternoon, hot. We just had 31 degrees earlier today. We've got storms that have fired up to the south of the ACT. They seem to be trickling through, going out to the east right now. But, of course, more storms in the firing lane. You just got to take a look and take notice of what's going on around you.
Oh, for certain. If we can't look at, nowadays we've got this incredible technology that, the Weather Bureau's so much better than it was when I was a kid 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So, the Bureau's able to forecast these things. And if we're going to live anywhere where there's a lot of water can come through in a storm, then we've got to be very aware that if there is a storm coming, to prepare ourselves, we should be ready to leave our properties at a moment's notice. We should be knowing where the high ground is. We should know what roads generally get cut off quickly. So we should plan. Same thing with a bushfire. You've got to plan for these things and be able to get out quickly in the event that something happens.
It's more than just sheer luck. I mean, a lot of people, like the Cyclone Tracy in Darwin, a lot of people just said, she'll be right. Well, not necessarily. There's got to be a protocol in place, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when Tracy hit up in Darwin, the building codes didn't require anything effectively, and therefore, the city got destroyed. Since then, a lot of different changes happened in the building codes, and now we've had far more severe cyclones that have hit the north of Australia, and we've had substantially less damage to property. It's a matter of our building codes reflecting the climate, the nature of our country, the harshness, the storms that we have, the firestorms, the water that comes through the place. We really have to have building codes that reflect the nature of our country.
Being ready, being prepared, being safe. Across the ACT, Steve Chandler, building and property expert, thanks for your time this afternoon on Canberra Live.
You are absolutely welcome.
Good on you, Steve. News is next.
Harvey Norman Clearance. Get 60 months interest-free. No deposit finance from Latitude Financial. Shop furniture, bedding, laptops, technology.